All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina, who just happens to be an author, a speaker, and a certified life coach and owner at Fowler Life Coaching. You can go to the website, fowlercoaching.com. That's Fowler spelled F-O-W-L-E-R, coaching.com. Or give her a call, 202-294-1080. I'm talking about Kim Fowler. She is our guest. And welcome to the show, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get rolling, do me a favor and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do as the owner of Fowler Life Coaching.
Okay. Well, I started Fowler Life Coaching in 2008. I actually used to be in radio and billboard advertising. Yeah, years ago, and I just had a passion for this. I read a book and it completely changed my life. It was called Coach Yourself to Success, and that's when I first found out there were actually life coaches out there, and I decided to do that. My friends would come to me and ask for, you know, what should they do if they were in a certain situation, and I felt like it really gave me some gratitude to be able to help people,
right.
And so that's how I got into this.
Very nice. And you said you were in the radio business as well, right?
Mm-hmm, I was.
Sorry to hear about that. Now, what is it exactly, like, how did you find this book, and what was the thing that kind of turned you in this direction? Because, you know, again, this is something where a lot of people, you know, they kind of hear about coaches, but they're not really sure what it does and what it is and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I read a magazine, and it had an advertisement for the book.
Okay.
And it was called 101 Ways to Coach Yourself to Success. And it was written by a life coach. And I got more involved, I think, in learning more about her than I actually did reading the book. The book was amazing. But
right.
when I read more about her, because she was a life coach and it was something I'd never heard of, I got very interested in the whole industry. Because I'd always read self-help books, but I didn't realize there were people out there who kind of took those books and would coach people to, you know, get through their own lives.
Right.
So I just got real, and it's funny because I went on a job interview for the advertising industry, and they said, what do you want to do in the next 5 years? I said, I want to be a life coach, which had absolutely nothing to do with my interview, but they hired me anyway.
Really?
And the lady who hired me said, you know, I've just started hearing about this. And so I couldn't quit thinking about it. So I went ahead, I got certified, and started my business up in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And moved to Surfside about 4 years ago.
And what precipitated the move? Because D.C. seems to be a place where you probably have a lot of access to a lot of different types of people.
Yeah. Well, my father retired here in Surfside Beach from Washington, D.C., and he wasn't doing well. So down to the Surfside Beach area. My husband and I said, you know what, I'm going back and forth anyway. Let's just move. It's a beach. You know, it'll be great.
It's
a
beach.
So we moved down here, and when I first came down to Surfside, I was coaching people who were helping their elderly parents.
Right.
Because caregivers, you know, have so much stress and strain on them.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so that's what I started doing. And then I just, you know, I really kind of enjoyed doing the general life coaching more, so I went back to that.
All
it's
right.
really hard when you're coaching people through such a horrible, you know, a grieving process and a guilt process and all of that. And it was kind of wear and tear.
Right. No, that's a tough thing to do, you know, when you're dealing with some life issues like that.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But now that you're basically focusing more on just helping people with their overall lives, right?
Yeah, you know, people don't realize, but life coaching, you know, your life doesn't have to be a mess in order to have life coaching. You might just want it to be better than it already is.
Right.
And then, you know, some people just, they know where they want to go, but they don't know how to get there, mm-hmm. or they may not even know where they want to go. You know, they just know that they're not happy where they are. So right. there's a lot of different reasons people use life coaches.
Yeah, and you make a good point that your life, like you said, doesn't have to be a mess to get a coach, because let's face it. I mean, we can use athletes as a great example. The top mm-hmm. the top athletes in every sport, they all have coaches. They're not a mess. Yeah. You know, their game is not a mess. They're at the top of their profession. But even they realize, you know what? To stay at this level or to make those incremental increases to make themselves better, yeah, they have a coach.
Right, exactly.
So now take me through the process. When somebody contacts Kim Fowler for the first time, right? How do you go about, how do you go about, you know, first off, you know, working, deciding, okay, this is going to be a good fit, because I know there's going to be that, you know, you're going to need to click together on the personal side, you know, have a decent working relationship. Do you do like an intake? Is there a complimentary, you know, consultation, so to speak? How do you get started?
Yeah, well, I do a 30-minute free consultation. I usually go into about 45 minutes or an hour, but and I coach people by phone. I coach them through Skype because some people don't live in the area.
Right.
Surfside's a pretty small town. And then, you know, what we do is the first thing I have them do is create a vision board, and then I have them fill out, well, actually a life assessment, and then what I do is a vision statement for them so they can read it, and I do an audio so they can listen to it, and then we create the vision board, and then we basically just make, just, you know, if they're here locally, they go in my conference room. Otherwise, right. we do it by Skype, like I said, but just write down every single thing that they want and make action plans so that they have a to-do list, and then I put it into a computer system and they have access to it.
Right.
And they can, you know, see the deadlines and things like that and keep track of everything.
Now, are there specific, you know, do you have like a 30-day program? Do you have a 60-day, you know what I mean? Do you have anything like that?
Well, I have a jump start program, which is 3 months.
Okay.
And we meet, the first month we meet every week. The second and third month we meet twice a month. And then I also have a six-month program. And in the six-month program, it's basically the same, four times the first month and then two times every month after that. And then after that, I have a maintenance program that they can go on.
Right. So it's almost like their car. So in case they got to get their you know, their personal oil change, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, just keep them accountable. Because a lot of times they're not going to finish everything in 6 months. Most times they don't. So... yeah, just keep them accountable and keep them motivated and inspired to keep going.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most important word you just used right there is accountable. Because, mm-hmm. you know, and especially I think, Kim, you probably find this, you know, you've been doing this long enough for the last 10 years. Congratulations, by the way. Your 10-year anniversary there coming up. You know, when it comes to, you know, this time of year, January the 1st, woo, everybody makes, this is going to be my year. You've probably seen it. You probably know people, you know, that you're friends with that and go, yeah, it's going to be my year. And then 2 weeks later, they're back on the couch not doing anything. But that's kind of the road that people end up. You know, they don't have someone to be accountable to.
Exactly. And, you know, in resolutions, I always tell people, if you wrote them down, tear them up because...
Oh yeah.
If you didn't make them goals, you have to have a, you know, you have to know it. You have to write it very specifically and use the SMART goals, you know, which is specific, measurable, attainable, and relative. You know, something that's relevant to you,
right.
basically, something that you know you really want, and then have a time on there, so you have a deadline.
And you find that that's, you know, when you have them really get specific,
mm-hmm.
does that, I guess that adds clarity to exactly what they really want?
Exactly. It makes them clear about exactly what they're going after so that they know whether or not they're making progress and what does the success look like. Because if you don't know what the success is going to look like, you won't know if you get there.
Right.
So you have to be very clear. and know why you want it, too. Because if you don't have a strong why you want this, then you're not going to do it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because most people are like, I'm going to lose weight. I need to lose 88 pounds by next month so I can get into my bikini. That's not going to happen. you know, so like you said, it's got to be a realistic goal, but it's also going to be like, well, why? You know, is fitting into a certain piece of clothing or getting ready for a particular, event, something, is that the goal? And then sometimes, let me ask you this, Kim, when somebody does, say they decide, okay, in 3 months I want to, change this about myself. Do you find that sometimes that changes after the first few weeks? Because now that you've forced them to really address what they want to change, that they start to be like, wait, this is actually not really what I want. Actually, this is what I want to change.
Yes, yes. When you start drilling down, mm-hmm. you just you ask yourself why over and over, and then you have to say, okay, if I don't achieve this, how will I feel? And if it doesn't really make you feel, like you really want it, and you're going to feel terrible if you don't have it,
right.
then it's not a big enough goal. It's not a big enough dream for you.
Right. All right, that's good to keep in mind. Again, we're talking with our guest, Kim Fowler. She is the owner at Fowler Life Coaching out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. That sounds like a nice, warm place right now.
Not today.
Not today?
Not today.
All right, well, most of the year probably sounds that way.
Yeah.
She's a certified life coach. She's an author. She's a speaker. Hey, let me ask you real quick about the book. It's called The Power of Coaching?
Yes.
That you're one of the contributing authors to?
Yes, and you can get it on Amazon.
All right, so make sure you look that up. Kim Fowler, if you just put in her name, I'm sure it'll come up. I'm just doing that now, and boom, there it is. So, yeah, just put in Kim Fowler, or you can put in The Power of Coaching, Manifesting Transformation in the World. That just recently came out, it looks like.
Yeah, it came out in December.
Ah, well, congratulations. Look at you.
Thank you.
It's going to be a good 2018, huh?
Yeah, it's looking that way.
All right, very good. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more with our guest, Kim Fowler. She is the owner at Fowler Life Coaching. Reach out to her at 202-294-1080 or fowlercoaching.com. That's Fowler coaching.com. We'll take a quick break and come back more with her after these words right here on All Business Media.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician. Even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Do you want better health with natural solutions that work? East Wind Acupuncture, a 20-year traditional Chinese medicine clinic in Chesterton, Indiana, does just that, offering acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, and nutritional support. East Wind has helped thousands of people eliminate symptoms and regain health. They offer a comprehensive health review, Chinese medical exam, including tongue and pulse diagnosis, and customized treatments designed for optimum results. They also offer educational programs, lifestyle classes, and workshops. For more information or to schedule your free health consultation, visit the website ewacupuncture.com or call 219-395-9928. East Wind Acupuncture, restoring health naturally.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado, exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our new friend, Kim Fowler. She is the owner at Fowler Life Coaching at a Surfside Beach, South Carolina. FowlerCoaching.com. That's FowlerCoaching.com. Or give her a call, 202-294-1080. And again, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you this. Now what kind of person do you find over the course of your 10 years of being a coach, have you seen maybe, you know, say this type of person, or when they want to work on this particular problem, they really have a lot of success?
Oh, yeah. So I've had, I think one of my biggest successes was a bartender in up in D.C., and he had, I give my clients an assessment in different areas of their life, and they rank them.
Right.
And he was very low in almost every area. I mean, he just, he was away from his family, he missed them, he had a girlfriend that wasn't really working out, and they lived together.
Right.
And he financially wasn't doing well, and he started out thinking that he wanted to be, he wanted to pursue his music career, and he was a guitarist, and we worked together, and the more we worked together, the more he realized that wasn't really his passion. His passion was cooking.
Right.
And so within 8 months, this kid, he was amazing. He was young. He was in his 20s. He started a food truck business up in Columbus, Ohio, and it was very successful. And Columbus, Ohio is where he went because that's where his family was that he missed.
Right.
And he took off. He made connections. He was motivated. He inspired me. He was just unbelievable. You know, the thing about life coaching is you have to do the work.
Right.
Things don't just magically appear. So he was just very motivated, and he really did the work. And he would read books that I would suggest. He would, if I suggested a book, he'd read it in a week.
Right.
You know, he was just on top of everything. And anyway, he became very successful. He's still up in Columbus, and he's still in the food industry, and he absolutely loves it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you know, the one thing I think that stands out about this particular person is that he was coachable, which I think is probably the biggest thing. I mean, yeah, you have to go into it with the right frame of mind and be like, you know what, you really have to, like you said, know your why. Why are you doing this? What does it really mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
But when your coach suggests something, you got to be, you know, open to it and be like, yeah, you know what, my coach said it. I'm going to, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because when you do have a really big goal, you don't have to know how you're going to do it. You just have to start making progress towards it.
Right.
You know, you just start taking the steps, start taking action, and doors will start opening up. You'll start seeing opportunities all around you that you didn't see before because of your frame of mind and because you're taking the action. And the thing about life coaching is we're not counselors, so we don't tell you what to do necessarily. We just ask a lot of questions.
Right.
So that you can, because it's inside of you and it comes out. And once it comes out of you and you realize what you want, that's when we help you get to where you want to go.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of times that they say that even in, and we're not talking about therapy here. But a lot of times, you know, that's what therapists do as well, is that they ask questions. And, you know, basically we all really have the answers within us. We just have to, you know, kind of get out of our own way, really, because I think that's probably a lot of what holds people back, right?
Yes, definitely. We're the ones that always hold ourselves back. No one else is doing it.
Right. Now, what about some of the misconceptions? Because I know some people probably think, well, you know, life coaching, that's a bunch of hocus pocus. I could do it myself.
Right. Well, like I said, it's asking questions. It's not telling you what to do. That's a big misconception. And the other one is, we, like, my goal is for you to get to where you're going and eventually not need a life coach to get there.
Right.
You know, it's almost like that, in that way, it is kind of like counseling. Hopefully you don't always need a counselor. It's nice to have one, you know, maybe later on after you've gotten through your issues. It's the same with life coaching. Once you get on your path and you've got your action list and you know what you're supposed to do, I want to see you be motivated enough to get yourself there.
Right.
Now, you know, I say that, but you might need accountability, and that's fine. But it's not the hand-holding like you have in the beginning of it.
Right. Right. And again, it's meant to kind of, it's almost like, you know, you're there with a fresh set of eyes. It's like, well, why can't I achieve this, Kim? You know, this is what I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes when you have an obstacle, you can't figure out how to work yourself through it. And a fresh set of eyes or another way of thinking might get you around that obstacle.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I think you'd agree, too, that people sometimes, they have obstacles that they don't even realize are sitting there right in front of them.
Yes. Yes. Or they make a decision, or they don't make a decision. You know, maybe it's a situation that they're in that they just can't seem to make that decision to get out of in order to, so that they can move forward.
Right.
And that might be the issue right there. You're in this situation that you need to get out of, and you're just not making the decision to do it.
Now,
open up tons of doors.
Right. Now, how do you go overcoming that challenge? Because, you know, that I think is one of the big ones with people, is that, you know, inaction.
Yes, it is. And, you know, sometimes it's something that I will refer to a counselor. I might refer you to a counselor because there's obviously something there that we're not getting through to. You know, there's something that's causing you not to take action. And it could be as simple as you just don't really want that goal like you thought you did.
Right.
You know, it could be something like that. Or, you know, maybe your circumstances have changed and you don't need that goal anymore. It doesn't mean anything to you. So, you know, that we look at. But, you know, if there's something more to it, then that's when I might refer somebody to a counselor, too.
Right. Yeah.
To work through, yeah.
It's almost like, you know what? You got to get out of your own way sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes you don't want to hear what I'm going to say, but, you know, and you don't have to listen to me. My clients, you know, don't have to listen to me, but, you know, more times than not, when they do listen, that helps them get to where they're trying to go, because they're opening their mind a little bit to other ways of thinking.
Right. Now, in terms of goal setting, do you put specific time limits on goals, or do you just kind of give them a general, here's where we're going, and then we work backwards from there?
So here's what I do with goals.
Okay.
Let's say I don't like anything that's longer than 3 months, because I feel like if you have a goal that's longer than 3 months, you're going to get bored, you're going to get tired of, you know, what you have to do and all of that. So with that said, not every goal can be achieved in 3 months. So if you do have a one-year goal, what I tell my clients to do, let's say it's a one-year goal, cut it in half and figure out what you have to do within 6 months to reach that one-year goal. Then what you do is you cut that in half. So figure out what you have to do in 3 months to hit the six-month goal in order to hit your one-year goal.
Right.
Because if you have a one-year goal, you'll probably start it on month 10. So
it's like getting ready for a test. You cram the night before.
Yes, exactly. So I like to see you cut it in half all the way back to where you know what you're going to do tomorrow to reach that goal that's 12 months away. And so what I do is so the action steps have the dates on them. So if you have a one-year goal and you want to get it finished on December 31st, then every single action that you're going to take toward that goal will have a deadline.
Right. All right. Well, that's good to know. Now what about, I just had a great question and I lost it. Oh, I'm such an idiot. I should have wrote it down. now, what about with someone's overall life? Say, you know, along with, I'm sure you do a lot with careers, like you mentioned with that gentleman who's now in Columbus. But do you also work with people in terms of, say, their health?
Yes, their health. I've had, in finances, things like that, where people just really need to stay on track with something. So, you know, if all of a sudden you go to the doctor and your sugar's way up high or whatever it is, and you're trying to monitor your diet and everything else, I might have you go see a nutritionist. But then from that point, I'll keep you on track with what you're doing, you know, where you have to, you know, be accountable, because you have to be accountable.
Right.
That's, like you said earlier, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you have someone to be accountable to, I remember growing up as a kid. You know, I was into sports and track and stuff like that. And one of my biggest things was, you know, I not only did I not want to let my teammates down, but I didn't want to let my coach down.
Mm.
You know, because,
yeah,
you know, you kind of held him and I held him in a high regard. And it's like, yep. Look, you know what? Coach said I got to, you know, this is the guy I got to focus on, or this is what we need for the team, and then let's go do it.
Right, and you bring up a great point, because, like you said earlier, we're in our own way. The other thing that we do to ourselves is we value others higher than we value ourselves. So if somebody else wants us to do something, chances are we're going to do it if we want to please them.
Right.
But when it comes to ourselves, we let ourselves down all the time.
Yeah, it is an interesting dynamic that the weird humans have.
It is.
And that's why you need somebody who can help you overcome yourself, because sometimes you're your own worst enemy. We're talking about certified life coach, author, and speaker Kim Fowler. She is the owner at Fowler Life Coaching. You can reach out to her directly. She's based out of Surfside Beach, but because of technology, you can work with anybody anywhere in the country, right?
I sure can.
Now, do you work with Zoom and Skype and all those?
I do. Uh-huh.
All right. So, very good. So, people can get started. If you want to reach out to Kim, you can give her a call at 202-294-1080. Or better yet, go to the website, fowlercoaching.com. Fowler spelled F-O-W-L-E-R, coaching.com. Fowlercoaching.com. Right there, you can see everything that she's about. She's got some success stories listed, workshops that she does. You can contact her through there. You can also get the free ebook, Design the Life You Were Meant to Have. Just put your information and your email down, and boom. There's also a link for the book that she's a contributing author of. That is called The Power of Coaching, Manifesting Transformation in the World. You can find that on Amazon.com. Looks like an interesting read, so congratulations again on that. That just came out just a couple months ago. And again, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688 to 9010-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.